another brother that died in 4 years ago. So my sister, Miss Hudson, and I are the last members of our family.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And my grandparents on both sides were both born and reared in Elbert County. And they both had large families.
Uh-huh.
My father was a lawyer. He had a brother that was a doctor. And they lived at an old home and a large landowner in the country. So with my mother down here. And my great-grandparents on my mother's side were all born and reared here.
Uh-huh.
In Hermond. And my great-grandfather Hurd is buried in our family cemetery up in there on the plot. And my great-grandfather, I am a DDR member because he was in law, and in the Elbert County history carries this account. Grandfather had a wife and a child about 4 years old in the Revolutionary War. And he was captured by the enemy and was supposed to be executed. But he had two slaves, Mammy Kate and Daddy Jack, who went to Augusta, Georgia. That was where he was in prison, Augusta now. And she was a great big woman, and she carried a clothes basket, and she asked him to let her master have, she was a slave, let her master have fresh linen to be buried in, and they did. And he was a small man, so she took off his clothes and put him in that basket and put his dirty clothes on top of him, and the horses were hitched out in the woods, and she brought him back home.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And they are buried in our family cemetery right there on the hill, just beyond those pines.
Uh-huh.
And if you ever see an Elbert County history, that gives a full account.
That's very interesting.
Yes, yes. And I have, when my grandfather Hood came back from the Revolutionary War, he never knew what became of his wife and child. And he fought with the Washington, as the Elbert County history states. And they were great friends. And he lived, stayed there a good several months. And John Dodd, who was a sister, brother of Martha Washington, lived with them. And his wife was dead, and he reared. He lived in his, and Aunt Martha was his sister. She reared his daughter. And my grandfather hurried there, was there, and fell in love with her. And they married and came back, and this is who it was.
I see.
You see?
Uh-huh.
And several years ago, some of our relatives, who were Dodds, wrote us. They traced it to this cemetery and wanted to know about Uncle John. He died while he was here. My grandfather Hood, great grandfather Hood, was a whole lot older than his wife,
mm-hmm.
my great grandmother, and she was a paralytic for 18 years before she died. But her brother came to see her from Virginia and was at her house, and he was sick and died, and he's buried in the rose garden. That was my great-grandfather, Hood, was buried in their rose garden right close to the house. You know, people in those days, most all big families had their own cemeteries.
Uh-huh.
And so